people, so I mean, you know, people are people, young, old, babies, adults, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
And then this friend that you described that you're quite close to, this mature student that you met prior to coming to university, what kind of activities do you do with them?
We drink a lot of coffee. Yeah. A lot of lectures, a lot of coffee.
Just keep yourself wired.
Yeah. Especially 9 o'clock lectures, not on a Friday morning.
Yeah, understandable.
11 o'clock break, coffee.
Yeah.
So. And I probably. Well, I've got up the pub and, you know, a few times and I met him to have a barbecue for people and that, so everyone, because no one's really met my partner yet, so I was like, you know,
okay.
So I'm going to do something over the summer, so because some of them have got like children as well and that, it's hard trying to, you know, like, and live over the water, it's hard trying to get together to do something, so that's why it's like texting and emails and,
yeah,
you know, and stuff, and like we see each other in uni, but because of your other commitments, and but it's good to be in that stage where you can respect each other, that you have got your own commitments, and you know, it's good to have someone like, you know, I'm struggling with this piece of work, and that'll help you. And, like, you know, a couple of people are really worried about the exams, and like they're getting themselves upset, so and call them up, and call microphones, like, you know, what's the worst that can happen? If you fail, you can. Reset, but you've done the work, so I mean, just go in and try not to panic. I said, if you go in and you panic, it's the worst thing, because you sit there for 2 hours panicking and not write anything, just put everything you can think of on the paper and fingers crossed. And
So do you feel like you have a certain role then as a more mature student in terms of your friendships with others?
I wouldn't say it's because I'm mature, you know, I'd say as a friend, it's your job to look out for your other friends. I mean, if someone's feeling down or something, you've got a friend and that, I mean, it's your responsibility as a friend to say, look, okay, you know, need to talk, and, you know, if you can offer them advice, and,
yeah.
I mean, it's not about being young or old, it's about, you know, if I see your place as a friend, and, like, you know, like, the friends I've made now, it's like, they've helped me with work, and, you know, I've done worry, and, that, you know, that you'll be okay, and it's just about, being a friend and supporting each other.
Yeah.
And like if you build your relationships, you need support to be able to get through things. Because, I mean, you get to the stage in life where you realise that, you know, you do need people around you to help you and, you know, support. And, like, you know, like if you're worried, and if you just talk about a piece of coursework and just talking about it, and I'm like, oh, they're worried about their exam as well, it makes it seem not so bad. You're not by yourself then. And
yeah.
So that's the important thing about.
So you're kind of sharing things, that issue, yeah.
Some people, like, they're worrying, it's like, oh, I'm worried too, and like, especially the young ones, you can see them think, oh, if he's worried, and it must be natural now, because, you know, and would be, like, an older and wiser, you know, people think, oh, you're going to be wiser, and, you know, you're not going to be worried about stuff, but it's human nature to worry, and, you know, no matter how confident you are, you do worry about doing something, so, I mean, so being friends, and that, you can share that, and I suppose it makes, you know, you bounce off each other, don't you? So to say, that, you know, so you end up feeling better and.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because then you shared that problem as well, haven't you? Found some again. You said about that common ground being very
important.
It's
like the old cliche: problem shared, problem halved.
Yeah, absolutely.
So absolutely. I mean, that's important. That's why I think the main thing with friends is, you know, you share and you learn from each other and. Like, you make a mistake, you can share it with them, and, you know, they make a mistake, you can, you know, it's a learning curve. I mean, that's what life's about, and you need to learn off things you see, and the people around you, and your friends, and, I mean, it's all important for making you who you are, and helping you learn to, you know, to be better, and progress as, you know, as an individual, and as a friend.
Yeah, absolutely,
And hopefully, like, you know, other people around you, you know, laying off some of the daft things I was doing and saying, you know. I wouldn't go into a bar and say that.
That'd be a bad idea.
God, where did you get that joke from?
So can you think of an example from your own experience that demonstrates what your friends mean to you?
Yeah, what my friends mean to me. It's hard to say, I suppose, friends are like the add-on to your family, really, and you know, proper friends and that. I mean, it's like your family, someone upsets member of your family, mm. your friends and that, it upsets you, so to say, and,
yeah.
you know, and you do what you can to help your friends mm-hmm. out. And
so has a friend ever demonstrated a particular act of kindness that you've thought, you know, that's really what, that epitomises to me what a friendship is, yeah. what it means to you?
I suppose, again, come back to my best friend. Mm. And I've always been friends, but my, like, a couple of weeks ago was my birthday and we went out and him and his wife were like, oh, we're paying for dinner, and I'm like, no, we'll go half each, and he's like, oh no, you'll pay next time, and like his wife was like, how were the trousers, you shut up, and I'm like, and that's how I mean, you know, so like next time I go, we'll pay for dinner and that, but that's what we do, like, and they'll pay one time, we'll pay another, and
yeah.
you know, so, I mean, I suppose that's like a true friendship, isn't it, you know,
yeah.
it's really good to...
That real give and take
yeah.
and that trust, I guess, as
yeah.
well, and knowing that you'll
yeah.
keep your word. And...
I mean, we're friends, trust builds, you know, the more you know, long you know each other, the more the trust
mm.
builds up and the closer you get. So that's why I say you have different stages of friends.
Yeah.
And that, because that's why it's different. Like 12 years knowing each other
mm.
and that, you know, like you know, I can just by hearing his voice on the phone, I can go, what's up? And
yeah.
You can just, you know, it's like a sixth sense, you can just... sense it, and I think it's the same with me. It's like, you know, oh, you're feeling too good, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm fine. It's like, oh, don't give me crap. And, like, it's the same, you know,
because yeah.
you know what it looks like, and I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I'm like, you're going fine. I'm like, you're not fine. Just you know, but we're close enough to just, like, you know, open up to each other then, and after we've done the macho thing
yeah.
for 5 minutes.
Yeah. So what do you think changes then in friendship that makes you more intuitive like that? What is it do you think that changes?
Yeah. I don't know, I think things we learn, okay, we've got older,
mm-hmm.
and we've settled down, we've been through a lot of experiences together.
Yeah.
And that, but I think the thing is we know each other's there for one another, I mean.
So knowing you've got that strong support
yeah.
makes you feel
yeah,
more
as I said
open.
Before, like, now we got stuck somewhere on a Saturday night, we was in trouble, and you pick up the phone and say, look, can you come and get me? And I'd be like, yeah, no problem. Or,
yeah.
like, have I got stuck somewhere? And, like, he said in the past, oh, do you want me to come and get you? Or,
yeah.
you know.
And what does that mean to you, to have that friendship?
It means a lot. I mean, it's I suppose in a sense it's like, means more than family, because, I mean, it is closer than... Like, I haven't got a brother or sister, but I see him like a brother, so I mean...
Yeah.
And he sees he's like the same, I'm close to his, like, mum and dad as well, and, like, he's close to my mum and dad, and...
Yeah.
And so it's a... So I say, like, it's a really good friendship, because, like, you know, I can just go around to his mum and dad's and, you know, and, like, talk to his mum and dad for a few hours, and he do the same for my mum and dad, and, you know, and, like, when they have the family barbecue, like, and that... And like, it's like, oh, make sure they're coming, and, you know, and
yeah.
like, if they go out for a drink, it's like, oh, get to us coming.
Yeah.
And so it's really good, and, like, you can go around and talk to, like, my mum and dad, and, you know, and stuff as well, so it works really.
So you feel just as close to his family as
yeah.
well
yeah,
as
so,
you do to him,
yeah.
in terms of, yeah.
So that's why I said there's different, like, stages, I mean, that's more like a, you know, family friends, you know,
yeah.
best friend, and then there's, like, there's friends and there's like people you work with and
yeah.
train with and
so it's kind of like a kind of hierarchy in,
yeah.
in some
that's
ways of friendships.
I suppose you could say it's human nature over your animals and it's like the pack thing, isn't there's different stages in the pack and
yeah.
I suppose you could say. Well,
have you ever been let down by a friend?
Yeah, I've been let down, but again it's human nature. I mean, people let you down. I mean,
mm.
and but, you know, I suppose, again, that shows the difference between a true friend and,
yeah.
or, you know, like a social friend. I mean, a true friend will do everything they can not to let you down, whereas you do get let down, don't get me wrong, but other people, well, no, it's just like, I'd rather go to, when I mean, you're meant to be going out, I'd rather go to bingo than, you know, go off for a drink and that, I'd rather go out with the family and, you know, you arrange to do something and, you get that down, but I mean, it's life, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
And, you know, it's again, it's learning, isn't it? And you just got to learn not to dwell on things. It's like, oh well, I'm gonna go for a drink by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Two drinks instead of one.
Oh well. So when you've been let down before within a friendship, how's that made you feel?
I suppose as I got older and that, I mean, it's just like, now it's just, oh, it's one of those things. But when you're younger and that, you do get hurt by it and it annoys you and you're just like, oh, why the hell have you done that and all that. But I mean, I suppose with the stage life, well, like now, like, things happen, you know, people have the commitments and, you know, there's like, as I said, there's different stages of friends and stuff and other things come up and they're more important, I mean.
Yeah.
To me, it's just life.
Right.
And that's where I'm quite easy going, so I mean.
And like you say, it sounds like when you know the true friendships aren't deliberately letting you down as well, that makes a difference to actually someone, you know, almost deliberately sort of letting you down within a friendship.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you do get fobbed off, and you know, but I mean, it's part of life, isn't it? I mean, there's no point in getting angry about every little thing and that, because you know. The point.
Yeah.
I mean, got plenty of other friends and stuff, someone lets you down, so someone to go for a drink with, and find someone on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
You get really desperate.
You're a policeman.
Yeah.
So in summary, can you sum up what friendship means to you?
Yeah. Sum up what friendship means. It's about loyalty between two people, respect, understanding, got the manly one, feelings and caring for each other.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this gone on the internet as well, isn't it? The harmony image is ruined. Understanding, sharing, you know, bonding, the male thing of, you know, the male hugging and all that, you know, and, you know, it's just, you know, about being able to be yourself and they can be themselves and you don't have to put on an act or anything. You can be who you are and they respect you for that and you respect them for that and, you know, you could. You know, you've got to understand with friends as well. Yeah, they're going to make mistakes, they're going to do things you don't like, but hell, I know I'm going to do the same. And that's about being mature enough to, you know, if you don't have a problem, to work through it. And, you know, that's what friendship is.
Yeah.
And it's I suppose it's a bond between two or more people. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anything else to say on that one.
No, that's a perfect summary. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so stop recording.
Okay.
Okay.
I have to leave. Worst interview ever.
That's well said. Okay.